Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta.
This is Bo Torres with Burnaway, and my guest today is Arthur Grace, a documentary photojournalist whose solo exhibition, Choose Me, Portraits of a Presidential Race, featuring photographs of the candidates of the 1988 presidential campaign, is on view at the High Museum from September 15th, 2012 to January 6th, 2013.
Well, as you know, in presidential campaigns, the number one thing is they're grueling. There's a lot of air miles, a lot of bad hotels and motels, a lot of bad food, eating on the fly. So that's what you remember, first and foremost. At the time, in 1988, all the magazines were, news magazines, were shooting everything in color. And they had been for maybe 12 to 15 years. Black and white had gone away by the 60s, early 70s, when the news magazines and even the wire services started to shoot color as, quote, an improvement or something that looked looked better or more expensive for the magazines. And black and white had fallen out of favor. So we had this, I was working for Newsweek magazine when they gave me this assignment to do the presidential campaign. And I came up with a concept of doing it in black and white and that it should be done with a different type of camera, like a Rolleiflex camera, a 2.25 camera. It gave the photographs a very different look to begin with, in that 120 film, black and white film, is much different than 35 millimeter film. It has a different tonal range and grain structure, so that right away the photographs looked richer in terms of tone and sharpness, and gave more gray values throughout. And so it looked very good on the printed page. And we also printed the pictures in four-color separation, which also added to the quality of the photographs. As far as the square format is concerned, at that time, everybody, of course, was running around 35-millimeter and motor drives, and with a 2.25 camera, it slows down the pace tremendously, and in that, you know, you wind after each shot, you look down into the camera, and framing is more precise and more difficult in some cases if you haven't used a Rolleiflex, because that was a popular camera in the 50s and 60s. I actually had to learn how to use it because things are reversed left to right and your horizon lines, things like that. So it was very different, and the candidates reacted to the camera very differently. They didn't see you come into the room or hanging out with them. If you were in a restaurant with two or three Nikons or Canon cameras around your neck, the camera didn't make noise like a motor drive camera or even an SLR camera did. And so they reacted to that camera in a positive way also. So that affected, in some ways, how they reacted and looked and approached me as a photographer. And what I shot won't happen ever again. I mean, there was a moment in time where I had access, total access to all the candidates, and unfettered access, and I was able to do whatever I wanted, basically whenever I wanted. They knew about the project I was doing, and all the candidates did, and their staffs, and they agreed to let me work in my own way, and to have that kind of, like an all-access pass. And I did that with all 17 candidates. So that was a truly unique moment where you could see things as they really were and as they really unfolded. After that, things started to shut down in terms of the candidates, in terms of access, in terms of photo ops. And as time passes, it seems to become more appreciated over time.
Again, Arthur's solo exhibition, Choose Me, Portraits of a Presidential Race, is on view at the High Museum from September 15th, 2012 to January 6th, 2013. This was Bo Torres. Thanks for listening to Art Speak with Burnaway. See you guys next time.